Good morning, S&B. Friends and family, we're just excited to have you here, excited that it is Sunday morning, the sun has risen, and we have received a new day. That's right. Each and every day that we are blessed to rise, we are seeing a brand new day. And I share that because our topic is New Year, Same God. So New Year, we were blessed with the New Year just 6 days ago. And it's an awesome opportunity that we've already seen 6 days. And each and every day is a brand new opportunity for us to crucify our flesh, to renew our minds, to confidently walk forward, not backward, and an opportunity to get delivered from what's not allowing us to walk into or operate into our newness each day. So we're here together to fellowship with one another and really grasp what it is for a new year, same God, the same God who's in our lives yesterday, today, and forevermore. A blessing indeed. So as we're walking into this topic, I ask that this is the perfect opportunity to bless others. Get them on the line. All it takes is a quick phone call, a quick text, something to just share God's word. He tells us in his word to bring the children onto me. That doesn't just mean youth as we know it. It means youth in God. So let's go ahead and reach out and bring others unto him so that we can share in this message with them. We're getting settled in, and I just want you all to know that as we are moving forward, yes, we're sharing this topic this morning, but we were also here for Bible study on Wednesday night. That's available on SundayMorningBreakfast.org if you missed it or if you didn't miss it, because, man, it is something else to re-listen to the Word of God that has been shared. And we're also here tonight at 8 p.m. and tomorrow night, Monday night at 8. So please go ahead and bring in the fold, the friends, the family, so we can enjoy in this Word. So we're talking about New Year, same God, and it's our opportunity to make a choice each and every day on whether or not we choose to, once again, crucify our flesh, renew our minds, and get delivered from whatever is holding us back. So let's go forward with this topic with our leader this morning, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tina.
Good morning, Mr. Carr. Excuse me.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
So great.
I hope that everybody's doing well. Okay. Bear with me, my voice. Nevertheless, we've been talking about New Year, same God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I got it. New Year, same God. With that being said, Ms. Tiana, let's go ahead and open up with prayer, and we can get started.
Awesome. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning to allow for us to see another day. It's truly a gift that each and every day we have an opportunity to start anew. As we brought forth this new year, Heavenly Father, we know that in you, you give us a new day each and every day, which is an opportunity to renew ourselves and focus ourselves in you. We are grateful for that gift, and we're grateful that we get to share in it some more this morning. So as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds so that we can receive everything that you have for us. We thank you for this ministry and our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So who do I have with me this morning?
I'm Ms. Swan.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Swan?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Doing wonderful. So you can go ahead and share it with you.
Sorry. Let's see. New Year, same God. You know, we usually say New Year, new me. But as I was thinking, what do we consider to be a new me to be? Is it the way we decide to wear our hair, the way we plan to change our body, or usually most of all is how we decide on how we're going to change our attitudes towards certain things or how we're going to react towards certain things, whether it be good or bad. With that being said, the key component to all these things in these scenarios is that we are changing in some shape, form, or fashion, right? So now I say, New Year, same God. As I was looking through the Bible and I was reading certain scriptures, different stories in the Bible, I was trying to find different times where God has changed or changed his way of thinking. I couldn't find it. God has always been the same, whether he's always stood fast on what he believed in, what he wanted us to do, and how he wanted us to act. His correction and his love has stayed the same. Along with his grace and mercy, it has stayed the same. We have, whether we choose to adhere to it or not, it has stayed the same. God even stayed the same when he allowed his son to die on the cross for our sins. He stayed the same. So I take it, I say to you that God, by all definition, is the original OG. And I'm not talking about the original gangster. I'm talking about the original God. Psalms 45 and 6 says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness." Thus I say to you, God is our Lord and Savior. We're meant to change, but our change is to line up with God. And I hope you ate well.
All right. New year, same God. The Bible says it best, y'all, that God is the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forevermore. Y'all know the beautiful thing about it look like God changes. It look like he give us more of himself. It appears that way, but that's according to the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's according to the flesh. That means as we grow in God, the only way that we can do that is that we decrease sin. And it appears that we get more of God. Let me say that again. Not only do you decrease sin or you stop sin, look at Jesus Christ. It's not that he got more from God from day one to his last days. He got the same. God just reveals to us as he chooses to. Y'all know the book of Revelation is the book of revealing. Revelation, reveal, reveal, revelation, okay?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know the book in the Bible that people do not read the most and that they hate it.
It's yes.
I heard somebody tell me, "Ooh, that's a book I never read." That's a life that you never
right.
live. Hold on, let me say it. No, I'll be quiet a little bit now. That's a life that you also never lived. Okay? When people live in sin, you think they want to be anything around the truth? Not at all. Not at all. New Year, same God. I love this, y'all, because, you know, just in life in general, if you deny truth, aren't you denying God? Let me say it. He's the way, the truth, and the life. If you deny truth, are you not denying God?
Yes, indeed.
Shouldn't conviction come through our bones, just in life in general? If you're going to work, you know, tax season is coming up. If it don't convict you, if it doesn't hurt you, if something doesn't sit well in you, what you're doing by cheating on your taxes, that's not your child. We claim all kind of stuff. Right? You think that's the same God that you're going to be sending in before judgment day that you ignored. Now, yeah, I want y'all to understand something now. Watch this. Okay? Listen and hear me good. I love Sunday mornings. I love them all. But do understand that if you haven't received it by faith, you haven't received it at all. It can be a
Come
new
on.
Year. Huh? It can be a new year all you want to. You had that same old song in 2016. If you haven't received it by faith, you haven't received it by all. Watch this. The Bible says it this way. Okay? Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. In other words, can I help some married folk out this morning? New Year, same God. Just because it's 2019 don't mean that he's going to act right.
Right.
Just because it's January 2019 don't mean, baby, that you're getting a ring. I know you lost the first one. As opposed to get the ring, make sure you get the salvation. How about that?
Come on.
Yes.
Y'all see what I'm saying? New Year, same God. Watch what I'm saying. How many people, by a show of hands, please participate? I know where you're sitting at, but God can see you. Remember, you serve God, not Mr. Carr. Okay, cool. I'm glad it got your attention. How many people, by a show of hands, know of someone or some people's, or you done did it, that says, well, when I get married, I'm going to act right?
Truth.
Right.
Up until I get married, I'm single. Huh? Well,
yes.
I think God, hear me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people know people that do that. You know, that's military-based, or they live over there. So when we come together, that's when I act right. But up until then, I'm going to do who? I'm going to do
me.
Now, watch this. Let me help you out. New Year, same God. Watch this. Man. Since that be the case, and the Bible says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen, should it take for the union called marriage for you to get your mind right? I thought if it's not received in faith, if it's not done in faith, if you see, the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. In other words, that's the same God then. Yesterday, that's the same God today. So in other words, if you ain't get it right in 2018 with them same antics, what do you think a calendar year means? That's still the same God. Hold on. If God not be God, and he going to allow you to do what you do, huh? I ain't talking about Catholicism, because see, they think it's purgatory. Ain't no such thing. Huh? Okay, it's called heaven and hell for real. All right. So you think that you can do whatever you want to do. You think that you can go mess up and just pray to God and not get it right before man. If you think of that, by show of hands, go ahead and raise your hand. If you think you can do that, well, I tell you what then. That same God, not same old God, but that same righteous God. You know, righteous means that you're in right standing with God. That's all the word righteous means, that you're in right standing. See, when it say nothing but the righteous, so are you in right standing? See, that same God would have to wake up the people from the dead, you know, the ones that he destroyed in Noah's day with water, and apologize to them.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you can do whatever you want to do, and it's all good. So all of a sudden, now we are God's gift to this earth, as if I can do whatever I want to, and those people was less than me. But see, God said he's not a man that he shall repent, nor apologize. So you know he's waking them up and apologizing to them.
Mm-mm.
See, just because it's a new year, in other words, if you're walking into this thing and you're waiting for the actual product to happen, in other words, when you believe it by faith, that means I believe before it not naturally manifests in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. If you believe, Lord have mercy, I'm about to show somebody something.
Yes.
New Year, same God. Mm-hmm. If you believe it by faith, the Bible says faith without works is dead. That means if you believe it, come on, Miss Latonya, you like it, this word, but do you really mean this word? You understand? Huh? Speak it into existence. Well, how can you speak something into existence when you don't really believe yourself?
Oh, right. Come on.
Yeah.
Huh? Because if you really believed it, how is it that you're living a subpar life and you're about to get married and then you still got this little thing going on. Well, see, boy, I'm about to show y'all something. If y'all 25 or older, if you're 22 or older, if you're 18 or older, and you're still talking about relationships, huh? Boyfriend, girlfriend, something wrong with you. If you're not in it to lead to marriage, in other words, y'all better go back and read the scripture that we talked about on Wednesday. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Didn't y'all hear me say it wasn't a wedding band that made Joseph and Mary together, married? Joseph meaning he adds to. Mary means rebellion. Mm-hmm. See, they weren't married by the ring or the ceremony. They was married by their word. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
There's something wrong with this 2018, 2019, 2020 child of God, huh? We need the band to say that we married. The bigger the band, the better the relationship. Oh, really? Well, cool. I told you, some people want the band. I'm talking about the help and the salvation. Who you married to it again? Because if it's the new year, same God. But watch this. How did he honor Joseph and Mary marriage? You know why? Same God, they honored it. In other words, before they walked down the aisle, they act like they was married for real.
Yes.
They received it by, oh, yes. God, it's our message. They received it by faith, and then it manifested naturally. Lord Jesus, have mercy. In other words, they received Jesus by faith before he even got here, because Joseph could have walked away, and he was about to.
Come on. Right.
Y'all don't hear me. I'm a teacher, like God told me. Y'all don't hear me. Because, see, the reality is that we start to play games with God. So, married folks, we wait till we walk down the aisle to consecrate our marriage. As a matter of fact, it's funny how New Year, same God, we don't walk down our aisle to consecrate it, because we try and get some within the first month, first week. Y'all know how it go, right? To consecrate it. In other words, we try and help God out. In other words, we just like Joseph. We add to the foolishness by saying if the sex ain't good, the marriage ain't going to be here. You hear me?
Because
if you received your marriage by faith, are you about to lay down with them again?
Come on. Right.
Watch this. Somebody's going to say, well, Mr. Carr, what about you? Mr. Carr ain't exempt from this season. I'm talking to myself as well.
Truth. Come on.
Let me go ahead and spell that note, because, see, I don't like to listen to people like this. They talk about it, but they don't talk about it. I'm in this too. See, when the word of God is using you, that means you're the first one on the, I'm the one on the first pew.
Yes.
Oh, my. Hey, this something. New Year, same God. See, so before married folk, listen to me. Before you get married, when you choose to say, that's my mate, that's when everything should stop. Lord, have mercy. Y'all didn't hear
yes.
Somebody want to play a game. You only accept his foolishness because you two have your stuff going on, unless you don't even know your value in God. Your self-esteem, low?
Come on.
Oh, you accept her mess because you don't know your place in God, bro. I thought you're supposed to be the priest, the head of the household. Huh? Adam, everything's supposed to start and end with you. I'm not a male chauvinist, but I'm talking about you know your salvation position. That means you, Lord, why me? But you go ahead and do it. Hello?
Amen.
Huh? Huh? So people have heard this stuff from these people. Come on, New Year, same God, like a Tony Gasson. See, this is why I love it, because I'm going to tear down with the word of God. You can like the individual. I love the spirit of God. Now, watch this. If I don't see it, I'm going to tell you that ain't the same God that I serve. Now, watch this. Women, y'all need to stop doing wifely duties for somebody who not, how you know they're not going to be there? But watch this, more importantly, God did the cross for all of us, regardless who's going to hell and who not. Oh, my.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Well, watch this. You get that type of information from the wrong source. You run into the itching ears. Now, watch this. But Mr. Carr, he has some points. And some ain't good enough. 99.5 won't do.
Dude.
You are God or not God. Don't tell me bits and pieces about God. Tell me everything about God. Satan told half God in the wilderness. And look who he was.
Come on. Right.
Oh, boy, New Year, same God. In other words, the way I approach 2018 is the way I approach 2019. Ain't nothing changed, because I got the same God, the same blood, and the same faith.
Amen.
Catching up to God. God ain't catching up to me. So with that being said, you know how it go. Huh? Don't get that man. But watch the hypocrisy in that, Mr. Gaston. The hypocrisy behind it is that you want that man to give you something so that you can say, that's my man. So in other words, he should be performing wife or husband duties, huh? You know, like opening the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody should be able to do that. I thought your man more specifically, though. Cutting grass.
Come
right? Washing cars,
come
right?
Right.
The money, right? See, she's doing husband stuff, but then you, boy, see, when you listen to God, it's the same God. See, Mary and Joseph, I high-five you because, see, y'all got it together. Y'all got it right. That means when we took on the relationship, ain't no boyfriend, girlfriend. I see this as my wife, and that's how it's going to be. That means everything stopped when I laid my eyes on you.
Amen.
Huh? Well, you ain't married yet. Baby, yes, I am, because I don't play date.
Yes, right.
Kids play date. This is why the Bible clearly makes it plain and simple, y'all. He makes it simple. Huh? New Year, same God. That same God made it very clear. When you was a child, you thought as a child, you act like a child. But now that you're adult, you put away those childish things. See, I told you, childish is sin. In other words, sin is the world. In other words, the world is everything that is not righteous. In other words, everything that is not righteous is meaning anything that does not obey God.
Mm. Come on, yes, Lord.
Huh? The Bible says if they do not obey me, they do not love me.
Yes.
Huh? They can say they love me all they want to, but I'm the same God. Hello, somebody?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't obey me, they don't know me. I'm the same God. It's a new year, but I'm still the same God. In other words, just because you have a new swag and a new car and a new job and a new attitude, I'm the same God. You can still go to an old hell.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
1 John 2:4, scripture, whoever says I know him but does not do what he commands is a liar. Let me tell you what God said. Whoever says you know me but do not do what I say to do, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. Lord, have mercy. Whoever says, mm-hmm. I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. You know, people don't want to hear the fact that it's the same God, and see, it's a fresh start. Why does, oh, my God. See, I, Lord,
mm-hmm.
See, the start mm-hmm. don't have to be fresh for me to love you the same way that I loved you when we got married. See, the thing is, I just have more revelation. In other words, I have more knowledge mm-hmm. of you and you have more knowledge of me. Thank you, Jesus. That's how Jesus was. That love ain't never changed because my love been on a zillion from day one, and it won't change. See, mm-hmm. Lord, have mercy. I'm glad God don't treat us like we treat him. I'm glad God don't treat us like we treat others. Y'all know when we don't get a phone call, we won't get time, Mr. Bree. Boy, we start falling off, and we'll say stuff like, well, you hadn't been there. See, it don't matter, because, see, did God stop loving you because you hadn't been there?
Never.
Oh, y'all done forgot the topic. See, I told you, hide the word
mm-hmm.
in your heart. This seat Satan is taken. In other words, just because you're on a break, going to the bathroom, Lord have mercy. You may have a period in life where it fell off, but I knew who you was when I got with you. So I claimed that marriage. I walked in that marriage. Didn't need the ceremony. Didn't need the ring, because that's the same old God. In other words, just because you got a little break, see, when it's a soul tie, that doesn't mean you don't have to act fleshly right. But I know where I belong. What's up, Mr. Cole?
Amen.
And people do whatever. No, I'm not saying they can do whatever, but see, when it's a soul tie, you know what you're connected to. So why is it that you can do whatever and God still chase you?
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
Yes.
Satan will make you see it, huh? Saying, look, New Year, same God. Because
mm-hmm.
ain't it funny y'all ever seen somebody who's stupid in the world, men or women, they chase behind somebody that's already taken or something that ain't fast? It's funny
mm-hmm.
how they try to create their soul tie. See, God say soul tie, Satan say stupidity. So Satan wants to mimic God, but he does it in a demonic way. But don't tell me it can't be done because you got people chasing something that they'll never have or that they have hope in. You understand? Lord, have mercy.
Tell it.
So, see, this is why I tell the world, righteous folk, it's the same God. It's a new year. In other words, Satan can do it in a demonic way. Why we can't do it in a righteous, meaning right standing way?
Right.
I don't care that they call us, listen to me, huh? Satan operates in familiarity. God operates in being peculiar. Lord, didn't he tell us to be peculiar? Huh?
Yes.
Come on, New Year's
yes,
same God. You can't be transparent about nothing. You still lying and doing the things that you do, and you do know that you can lie without opening your mouth. You know, withholding information without. You do know that this being familiar. We're supposed to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mercy. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying, Miss Tiana? How you know that the world convicts you is that your ways change.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Not that you change. You change because it's the same God. In other words, I don't have to get it right in 2014 and go start, 2019 and start exercising. I start exercising in the middle of September of 2016. It don't matter that it's a Wednesday. It's the same God. See, that's the tradition stuff that we stuck in. So we wait for marriage to get it right. We wait for the relationship serious to get it right. We wait for it around. No, you should get it right even if they're not around.
That's right. Right.
Because if you really love it, I'm about to help y'all out now. When you only tell the truth when somebody exposes you, when it's at your front door, Miss Latanya, something ain't right. You know, you don't serve God. You don't serve God. You know why? Let me show you why. That means you disrespect the God that you say is omnipresent. You know omnipresent means that he's everywhere at all times.
Everywhere.
So in other words, you're more so convicted by the individual and the thing that has been caught as opposed to a God that was right there when you did it. See, conviction should have said, I don't need you to tell me I'm about to expose myself because I know God is with me. That's how much you don't believe in God because it wouldn't take for man to pull it out of you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, tell it. Right.
Boy, it's a new year saying God. See, so where's your relationship with a God who knows all things? That means you're disrespecting God, but you respect the individual who has caught it. And then they catch fragments, so you still live a lie because they don't know 100% of it. So you're living a lie because your guilt, your plea is only based on what they know. But why don't you apologize based on what God knows? And you know he know it all. So now we disrespect God. My God.
Come on. Right. Come on.
I can't say it no better, Miss Juan. I don't see how y'all can sit up there this morning and not be saved, convicted, and give your life to Christ. Okay?
Come on.
You cannot have a dull type of faith. The Bible said we receive it by faith. How is it that the Bible said let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven? How can you see heaven and still be sitting there like you crazy? Just dry.
Tell it.
If you wait for heaven to come, you are not going to heaven. Boy, I'm going to say it again. Huh? Well, I said it to the scripture base. If you're waiting on heaven to come, you're not going. Because the Bible says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. In other
That's
words,
right.
you better believe heaven before you get to heaven. If you don't believe it before you get there, you won't get there in the first place. Uh-oh.
Come on. Come on.
Not at all.
Come on. Some real believers out there. New Year, same God. Some real believers. I'm talking to them real faith believers. I'm talking about them real righteous people. I ain't talking about that you're holier than thou. I'm talking about that you're in right standing with God. So when you go to God, you go to God with power. Not that you're scared of God, because you know everywhere that you get when you leave from God, whew, it's about to be on earth. I'm talking about them real believers. See, the real believers, huh? Before the baby get here, don't you prepare?
Yes, right.
So if that's for a natural baby, what about the spiritual baby? Why haven't you prepared?
Okay.
Remember, it's a new year, same God. Huh? So I'm stepping into 2019. That's only because I stepped into it already. See, when you start to step into your destiny, 2019 is only a part of it. Man, I got too many more years to be stepping into to be talking about the new year. Man, I'm talking about the destiny. It's the same God, same destiny, same plan. He just reveals more to me as I go. In other words, I don't need the ring to act like I'm... Lord. What did y'all hear me?
Ooh.
Huh? Oh,
indeed.
Y'all heard.
Indeed.
Ain't that something? So when you see it and you believe it like you've seen it, you will be acting, your flesh will act a totally different way. You don't have any choice but to act peculiar because you serve the same God that got Daniel out the lion's den. You serve that same God. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
You serve that same God that caused victory over the over Jericho, over Ai.
That's
you
right.
serve the same God that delivered Jonah to Nineveh. You serve the same God. You know that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Huh? That had to expose to Elijah's servant. Said, hold on, you're not outnumbered. Satan is outnumbered. Look who's surrounding them. You serve the same
Come
God.
On.
You know that? Because you serve that same God, you have to receive it by faith. If you not receive anything by faith,
You're doing it in the natural. In other words, God is meeting you in the natural, but he's trying to elevate you. But see, if you keep on waiting for stuff to happen, Lord have mercy. Come on, I'm about to call it out. Look at Revelation. Why is this, Mr. DJ? If you keep on waiting stuff to happen, y'all, there's a difference between eagles and buzzards. Let me show you what's the difference. New Year's, Saint God, eagles go get food. Buzzards wait to roadkill. In other words, you become a buzzard. You are lazy. You wait for God to do it. You wait for other people to kill it, and then you go pray on it. Mm-hmm. You ever seen a buzzard? Ain't just one, not just one that's come. Huh? See, that's not just one buzzard that comes. They wait on stuff to happen, then they go fly down. They lazy. They not swift. They stiff. They black. They like better things. But see, when you're eagle, you soar. You go get living things, and you feast on it. It's a living thing of God that you're after. See, buzzards wait for bad things. In other words, I wait for it to be stagnant by itself. See, y'all don't get it? Huh? What eagle do you know go get a deer that's being ran over by a car? That's 3-day-old. Who gonna go get it, buzzards? I bet you that he gonna go get that living baby, dear, that buck. I bet you that. You know what buzzards do? Buzzards don't mess with living things because that's too much work. They went to the hyena that's eating and devouring that old crippled lion, and then buzzards go on. Huh? This is what we do. We like people's leftovers. We know it ain't no good. We know it's dead. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says faith without works is dead. This is why dead people mess with dead people in the world. New Year's, same God. Let me show y'all something. Lord, look at this revelation. Why you think the Bible says be ye equal yoke? Stop messing with things that are dead, buzzard. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what buzzards do. Because you're dead, you eat on things that are dead. You conform yourself to, talking about I got friends that are messing. Yeah, that's because you're wrong. How's the two walls together? Let there be an agreement.
Right.
Huh? But when you're an eagle, eagle don't eat bad things. So I know what not to touch because it's not equally yoked with me. It's not to my taste. It tastes too familiar. I need something that's peculiar. I need a rare type of meat. I need a rare type of blood. I need a rare type of God because the God I serve ain't the God that you serve.
Come on.
Because I believe it by faith. In other words, I live it before I get it.
Yes.
But you need a business card to be successful? I thought the business card needed you. Because if it's a new year, same God, I don't need the business card. I need to operate Jesus. I need to operate Jesus like I got the building, not even a business card. I need to operate like I got it already.
Amen.
See, when you receive it by faith, now you activate God, Mary. Rebellion bowed down. There's two different Marys in the first place. There's Mary Magdalene, the one who loved Jesus, and his mama. Lord.
Yes.
Huh? Well, I'm trying to tell y'all something. So you start operating in your business, your kingdom mindset, before you have a business card. You don't need that.
Amen.
Now, when you receive it, so be it. But God, I've been operating this thing called Christ. In other words, if that be the case, how then can you say you're righteous if you have never stepped in heaven? He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. I'm the same God. Yesterday,
today,
and before. You understand? That means whatever is next to you, you got to put it in God's hand. You got to operate like God guided. Stop being worried about things. Do understand? What's for you is for you.
For you.
You understand?
Amen. Yes.
You waiting on another promise, but you done forgot God's promise. Waiting on their promise. It's 2019 talking about they going to get it right. When? How are you so patient with them and you not patient with God?
Come on.
Say it again, Ms. Wong. How are you patient with people and you ain't even patient with God? You believe a liar, but you don't believe God. Because if you was patient with God, you wouldn't touch it in the first place.
Come on. Say that.
Huh? Would you? I'm serious because, there again, married folk, I was talking to the married folk this morning. I'm talking to all of us because we're all married to God, right? See, we shouldn't have to see Jesus. Yeah.
Faithful.
And to be faithful to Jesus means I'm faithful to his word. That means I live his word. That's the only way that you can be faithful.
Come on.
But he's an eagle. In other words, like that eagle, he don't deal with dead things.
Tell it.
Women, men, if somebody talk about when we get married, that's when I'm going to be right off. You can kind of see it. You better run for the hills because that ain't no faith-based marriage. Huh? If they're not right in the relationship, they should be claiming you as theirs in the relationship. You hear me, Mr. Bree? Baby, don't you play no games with me. You better tell them, I don't play date. In other words, when you get this, you get this now. Tell them. Just like
yes.
that. Don't play no games. Huh? Do not play no games. Don't play no games with them, and don't let them play no game with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't be faithful to me in a relationship, I'm talking about in the girlfriend-boyfriend stage, you definitely can't be faithful in the M-A-R-R-I-A-G-E stage. You understand? That's marriage
mm-hmm.
for those who got it. Okay, cool. Well, I know we got some Ray Charles on the phone. Let me boil it. Marriage.
Yes, Lord.
You trying to feel your wrist? Come on, yank that wrist back. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ray Charles fell the risk for, right?
Right.
Okay. But then again, if they don't receive it by faith, you should not receive them. You got to run for the hills. It's a new year, same God. Stop going into the new year not knowing your God. Know who your God is. And then you understand it's not the new year that makes you who you are.
Mm-hmm. Come on, yes.
Huh? Yeah.
Say it.
We add spice to the marriage. All you need to do is add God, it would never get stale. You understand that? Exotic things don't work because the same exotic things that they use in the flesh, they're going to use on somebody else. Remember that. The Bible says,
right.
Let the bed be not defiled. Undefiled. Undefiled bedrooms mean it. Don't bring sin up in here. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And I
ain't
talking about the special position. Sin is when you bring anything other than God in. Other people, other thoughts. Yes, Lord. In other words, don't have to be married for the bedroom to be undefiled. I told you, Mary and Joseph
right.
received it because they had an agreement. So they was married before they got married in the flesh. They was married spiritually. In other words, he didn't have no other woman in. She didn't have no other man in. Understand?
Yeah.
But that's what they did allow in. Do you understand if y'all didn't catch what I was saying? Swan, if you don't have the same God as me, we can't be married. Tiana, if you don't have the same God as me, you can't be married. Listen to what I'm saying. If you don't share the same God with somebody, how can you be married? Because they see God differently. Just because you read the same verse, how you know it's the same God? Look at their lifestyle. It better be equally yoked.
Come on.
Right.
Whoa, now. And stop telling people what you want. Let them be themselves and you be yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because people, Satan, will try and fit the agenda. This 2019, you don't think he know better? He'll start using
yes.
like to go shop, and that dude don't even like to shop. He just gonna shop with you until he get what he want.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? And you understand, like in high school, middle school, stuff like that, as soon as there been a sexual contact, that's when all disruption happens. That's when y'all start arguing. You ain't arguing with somebody that you hadn't. Okay. You understand? New Year, same God. Ain't nothing changed. Let's go ahead and pray this
yeah.
morning.
Let's pray. Oh, New Year, thank God. Let us bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, for this platform. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for the word that we received on today. And God, I thank you for being you, being the same God forever and forever. As we close out today, I pray that everybody just take something from this message and apply it to their daily lives so that we can all line up with God. I ask all these things of you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Y'all have a day, and we will see y'all later on this evening. Remember, new year, same God. Don't look at the year. Look at the God who's in it. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.